The instructions given in this book are methods for improving our human nature and qualities through developing the capacity of our mind. Okay, so the instructions given in this book, they are practical methods. I think we could even say scientific methods to improve our human nature and qualities through developing the capacity of our mind. What does that mean, the capacity of our mind? It means improving our mental ability or our capacity for spiritual understanding and experience. Okay, that's what it means. Improving the capacity of our mind, our capacity for spiritual understanding, improving our wisdom, and spiritual experience. Okay, not just intellectual knowledge of spiritual teachings, but actual internal experience of their meaning. And we know when we have an experience of a spiritual teaching because it is by nature a peaceful mind. This is a good sign that we're taking the teachings to heart, is that through remembering and practicing them in daily life, we're able to maintain a peaceful mind longer and longer, even in situations previously which would have been very disturbing to us. Gradually, through increasing the capacity of our mind for spiritual understanding, profound understanding, and experience. This is the purpose of this book. In this way, we improve our human nature and qualities. As I was saying earlier, really everyone needs to be good-natured with a good heart. Okay. Why? Because whether someone is religious or not, Buddhist or not, they want to be happy. And happiness depends upon a peaceful mind. So really everyone needs to be good-natured with a good heart. Why? Because this is the actual method. Okay, having internally a good heart, positive mind, good nature. This is the actual method to solve our inner problems of confusion, stress, anxiety, depression, anger, all of this. As we'll see, through controlling and transforming our mind. It is also the real method to find happiness within our own heart. And it is the practical method to benefit others. You know, it's very difficult to benefit others when our mind is unpeaceful, negative, or we have a heavy burden of unhappiness we are carrying. Even if we want to help others, it's very difficult. But if we learn how to solve our own problem of an unhappy mind, unpeaceful mind, And we find a source of happiness within ourselves, our love and compassion for others, our wisdom, then with a joy, we can have, there's a joyful feeling in our heart, and there's a confidence and an ability to help others to solve their problems, you know. If we really care about others, we have a good heart, we have wisdom, we will definitely be able to help them. And as Venerable Geshe says, we begin with our family and friends because they're the closest to us, you know. Of course, finally, from a Buddhist point of view, we want to have love and compassion for all living beings equally. But that love and training in love and compassion, good heart, needs to be grounded in our immediate relationships. We don't just develop a good heart for people that we never see or interfere with our wishes. That we of course, we want to have a good heart for them. We can pray for them. We see people suffering in distant lands. Of course, we should have a good heart and pray for their happiness and protection. But often, practically, it's difficult for us to help them. But our family, our friends, the people we see every day, if we put these instructions on developing a good heart, a good nature into practice, then we will bring happiness to the people in our life. How wonderful. They'll love it, by the way. They'll love it. And you know what? They will encourage us in our meditation practice. Because they also directly benefit. So this improving ourselves spiritually and benefiting others through our good heart, our wisdom, our peaceful mind, this is something that really only humans can do. Of course, animals also develop virtuous states of mind, including love and compassion. But as an animal, they have no ability to purposefully cultivate that and to improve themselves. From one point of view, humans and animals, when I'm talking about this from not from a scientific, like Western science point of view, but from a spiritual point of view, humans and animals, they share a lot in common, of course, but there's an important distinction, which is what distinguishes humans from animals. Humans can listen to spiritual teachings and understand them. Animals have no ability to do this. Humans can decide to put spiritual teachings like meditation into practice, and therefore they can improve their good qualities, and they can purposefully benefit others through this. This is something animals cannot do. So this is why it says practical methods to improve our human nature and qualities. Of course, we should care for animals and try to protect them from harm and so forth. But animals themselves have no ability to improve themselves spiritually and to benefit others. This is something only humans can do. This is why enlightened beings, like Buddha Shakyamuni, give spiritual teachings to humans, because we can understand them and put them into practice.